This week we're supposed to get a verse or song or story about seasons. And a song I kind of like in here is 871. It's about summer. It says, "The summer days are come again. Once more the glad earth yields her golden wealth of ripening grain beneath and breath of clover fields, and deepening shade of summer woods and glow of summer air, and winging thoughts and happy moods of love and joy and prayer."
I got Ecclesiastes 3, 1 and 2. "To everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven. A time to give birth and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck what is planted." So I thought it was neat that God has a time for everything, a time to work and toil, and then a time to reap what we've sown.
I got one similar to Micah's, Galatians 6, verse 9. "And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart." And I was thinking, this life is a lot like the seasons. In the winter, that was our old life before we were Christians, and spring was when we decided to follow Jesus and begin again, and summer is while we're just cultivating that and trying to keep on doing what's right. And in the fall is when our deeds and everything will be harvested. And I was just thinking that's just a lot like, just like how the seasons right now. We're working out in our fields, working on our berries and stuff. And yeah.
I got a poem about fall. It's just pretty nice. The title is September. "The goldenrod is yellow, the corn is bending down, the trees and apple orchards with fruit are bending down. The gentian's bluest fringes are curling in the sun, the dusky pods, the milkweed, its hidden silk is spun. The sedges flaunt their harvest in every meadow's nook. The ash trees in the brook. From dewy lanes at morning, the grapes' sweet odors rise. At noon, the roads are flooded with yellow butterflies. By all these lovely tokens, September's days are here, with summer's best of weather and autumn's best of cheer." So that was just a nice poem about fall. Nice season.
I like the hymn number 872. It's "Sing to the Lord of Harvest." I'll read the first verse. "Sing to the Lord of Harvest, sing songs of love and praise. With joyful hearts and voices your hallelujahs raise. By him the rolling seasons in fruitful order move. Sing to the Lord of Harvest a song of happy love."
Then God fashioned the sun, the moon, and the stars to light the earth, and he set them in the heavens to mark the days, seasons, and years. We can use seasons to help tell time pass.
I got a poem. The title's "Then It's Fall." When you hear the wild geese calling, and up in the sky you see that they're all flying southward along his straggling V. When the woolly caterpillars crawl along the porch and wall, and your kitty's fur gets thicker, then you know that it is fall. When the mornings are so frosty that you put a sweater on, while the leaves in gray bright colors hold a party in the lawn. Then the friendly black-eyed Susans fill the wayside with their cheer, and you hear the school bells ringing, then you know that fall is here. When the children gather pumpkins and the chipmunks bury seeds, when the squirrels carry walnuts to be stored for winter needs, Then it's time to say I thank you to the one who made it all. For of all the changing seasons, none is lovelier than fall. So we need to thank God for all the changing seasons.
Found a verse here, Leviticus 26:3-6. If you walk in my ordinances and keep my commandments and do them, then I will give you rain in its season. The land shall yield its produce, and the trees of the field shall yield their fruit. Your threshings shall last the time of vintage, and the vintage shall last the time of sowing. And you shall eat your bread to the full and dwell in your land safely. And it's telling if we just walk in his ordinance and do his commandments, he'll fill all our seasons with goodness.
Started this new job this week, and I kind of wake up early in the morning before the sunrise. And it's really nice just to see the sunrise. And I was reminded of Psalm 19:1. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. I think, especially me, that sometimes I am so distracted by work and things of this world that I forget about all of God's creation, all the things that he has given us. And I think this week it's been really nice to just kind of wake up and be able to see the sunrise and just all the sun shining on the grass and with the dew and everything. It's really nice.